The Public News Service Daily Newscast for October the 21st, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. As Asian Americans continue to face discrimination and hate crimes, new funding could aid New York officials in reporting and preventing these incidents.
The multipurpose funding from the Bureau of Justice Assistance will be used to create grants to help community groups in New York City educate people about Asian American culture. The hope is to alleviate some of the tension that has grown since former President Donald Trump dubbed COVID-19 the China virus. Kalea Ann Mendoza with the group Nonviolent Peace Force says Asian Americans need time to process what has gone on.
We haven't had a chance to pause. We haven't had a chance to heal. I think we are constantly put into a state of heightened vigilance. I think that there needs to be dedicated spaces for us in our communities to be able to recognize the trauma that we have experienced.
He hopes people can work to create a safer and more equitable world and says this mindset needs to be part of the immediate response to the violence. According to Stop AAPI Hate, over 11,000 hate crimes have been reported in the last 2 years. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Congress did pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act last year to expedite the review of hate crimes and hate crime reports. And the battle over property taxes and education in the Mountain State has intensified as Election Day nears. Opponents of Amendments 2 and 4 argue that funding for public services and local control over education are at stake. More now from Nadia Romligon.
West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy Executive Director Kelly Allen says Amendment 2 would result in a $515 million loss in state revenue by slashing property taxes on vehicles and equipment used for businesses. She notes that property taxes are overwhelmingly used to fund public schools, fire and police departments, libraries, and other public services. Lawmakers insist the move would attract more companies to West Virginia, but Allen disagrees.
But in fact, reducing funding for schools and fire departments and emergency responders could actually eliminate local jobs, and it could make our communities, you know, less safe, less of a good place for workers and businesses to locate, and could instead have the opposite impact.
Governor Jim Justice has publicly opposed Amendment 2, arguing it would eliminate the possibility of income tax cuts for West Virginians. Nadia Romligon reporting.
Now from National Public Radio, the Supreme Court Thursday refused to block the rollout of the Biden administration's student debt relief plan, allowing the program to move forward, at least for now. Loan forgiveness scheduled to begin as early as Sunday. This is PNS. New data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows all of Iowa's 99 counties are abnormally dry, with a handful experiencing extreme drought conditions. A dozen counties have been declared disaster areas.
The USDA has responded by making more than $800 million available for struggling farmers. There never seems to be the perfect amount of rain for Midwest farmers, but this year's unpredictability of rainfall has added a new wrinkle to an already challenging profession. Alan Birdie farms about 700 acres in Kossuth County. He says in all his years of farming, he's never had a year where one portion of his farm does well, while another is either bone dry or completely underwater.
On my one farm that's kind of heavy ground, for some reason, I had the worst crops I've ever had. Some of my farms did okay.
Birdie farms corn and soybeans. He says most of the cattle farmers he knows in Iowa have given up. I'm Mark Moran.
And some low-income shoppers might assume farmers' markets with their specialty products are out of reach. But more of these markets in the Commonwealth are accepting public benefits like SNAP.
The state-run Healthy Initiatives Program, or HIP, provides a dollar-for-dollar reimbursement when SNAP users buy healthy, local food directly from Massachusetts farmers. A family of six, for example, can receive an additional $80 a month on their EBT cards to spend at their local farmers market. Rich Allium is with Atlas Farms in Deerfield.
If we can get this directly into people's kitchens, and we can just cover our costs of what it takes to distribute it, then we consider it a win.
A state survey found that each HIP dollar spent results in an additional $2 in local economic impact. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Finally, Roz Brown tells us some 65 million people on Medicare have about 6 weeks to review and make changes to the health care plans and prescription drug coverage.
Medicare open enrollment started this week, and Texans who missed the December 7th deadline typically must wait a full year before new changes to their health plan are allowed. Mina Seshamani with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says the coming year offers great news for America's 3 million insulin users.
Plans cannot charge you more than $35 for a one-month supply of each Medicare Part D covered insulin that you take. And for those insulins, plans can't charge you a deductible either.
1-800-MEDICARE is the number to call for those debating their options 24 hours a day, including weekends.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Remember, and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.